This is CliffCentral.com.
Are you ready, Kafmo?
Aba shoba na bawalu.
He's an actor. A film director.
Say hello to my little friend!
A motivational speaker. A musician.
I'm the man up in this piece!
Some even say he's a no-nonsense type of guy.
King Kong ain't got shit on me!
And now, ladies and gentlemen, allow me to introduce to some and present to others radio host Kagiso Modupi, a.k.a. Kafmo!
Mina ni out of casting, can we promote another marketing? I got six norms and just give it a speech. Shall I want to know what's the case? I'm afraid. Hello, nice, shopping.
Unleashed with Kagiso Modupi. Unleashed with Kagiso Modupi.
Hey, your favorite hour of the week is back. And it's 3 to 4 p.m. on cliffcentral.com. The show is called Unleashed. And we are again, Wendinamu Kagiso Modupi, a.k.a. Kagmo. And, you know, every week, this is what we do. We hang out with our favorite celebrities and we hash out the issues that you guys don't want to talk about in your relationship, in your marriages. And today, I have to tell you, we've got Egashisa Studio. Yeah. And like this show, we always, you know, we always hook up with the hottest ladies. You know, and we have these conversations, and I think it's nice that when you're hearing it from, you know, our hottest celebrities who are going to co-host the show with us, and, you know, let's get into it. Our topic for this week, I said, I posed a question on my social media yesterday, and I said, hey, the honeymoon is over. You know, we done lying to each other, and, you know, we've been in a relationship for long. And, you know, the question is, you know, you're at an amazing stage in your relationship where you can relax and be real and be yourself. So the question, what is the question? The question is, how do you actually tell your partner, you know, they've let go of themselves? Or how do you approach certain issues where you find that the certain things that they used to do and they don't do anymore, or there's a certain way that they used to look and now they don't look that way anymore? So today we're hanging out with a very beautiful actress. You know, she's done everything. She's an actress. She's a singer. She owns an agency. She's a mother. She's a wife. And she's also done strip dancing with with my producer here, Vanessa. I want to tell you guys that Miranda Njangase is in the building. Make some noise. Shapi Gunjan, how are you? Yeah, I see your headphones is losing your style. So if you guys want to check out Tuguti Umiranda Ugogeni and you know how her headphones are sitting because she's got a hairstyle and her headphones is losing her style, check us out on my Instagram. I am live on Kagiso Modupi. And also just send us your WhatsApps, you know, so we can find out what your thoughts are. And the number is 079-748-2090. Send us your WhatsApp and hang out with us. So, Miranda, let's talk about you first. How you been, girl?
I'm actually live now. Yay.
Yeah.
I've been great, man. Yeah. Life is good. The family is good. You know, when the family is good, everything's good.
Because
family
mommy
and money.
Makes it good.
Yeah. Oh, you see?
Mommy makes
you
it
see?
Good. Yeah.
Yeah, bona.
A lot of people are failing to understand that.
Yes.
That when mommy is happy, Everybody is happy. So you happy? Your husband's keeping you happy?
Oh, yes.
In all. You should have seen that. Yeah. So all these things that we're saying, which, you know, Miranda is an actress, a singer, and in any. Are you all of that?
I am. I live a passionate life.
Yeah.
And by saying I live a passionate life, it means I live a life of doing the things that I'm passionate about.
Yeah.
I don't do anything that I'm not passionate about. out, because that leads to unhappiness.
Yeah.
It leads to anger. It leads to all of these funny emotions that are not supposed to be in your life.
Yeah.
I have two gorgeous little boys, and if I come home angry or just a little funny, it affects them immediately, and therefore it affects the whole family.
And you wouldn't want that.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't want that.
No.
I like the fact that you say you do the things that you're passionate about.
Mm.
Are you passionate about being a mom?
Yes.
Being passionate about
I'm passionate about being a mom. I'm passionate about being a wife.
Yeah.
I'm passionate about my marriage. I'm passionate about my music, my career, my businesses. I don't do anything I'm not passionate about.
I like the fact that you're passionate about your marriage.
Yes.
Because passion means that you're giving it your all.
I am.
Whether you're getting the wrong or right or whatever, but then you get into it and you get your hands dirty.
Yes.
Right? So that's
which is what marriage is. It's two different people coming to live together, having no clue of how to steer the ship.
Yeah.
And therefore you're bound to get dirty. You're the mechanic, you're the driver, you're the passenger,
you're all in one. So that's why you're perfect for today's topic.
Great.
Today's topic is then how do you then approach your partner when you feel witty, you know, the steering wheel doesn't work properly. Now, you said you're the mechanic.
Steering wheel. Yes, yeah.
Or I'm a brake pads. I was a seven. Or maybe the car's just running too much.
Yes.
You know, we're talking about that. Send us your voice notes on 079-748-2090. Before we get into our topic, you got a song out.
It's called Indoda. But you have to say it a specific way. But Indoda, you can't say it a specific way. Okay, I'll say it for you.
Ufuna Lendoda.
Lendoda.
Please say that again.
Lendoda.
Again? You know, shoot this man is good, eh?
Yeah.
He's good.
He is.
But he's not perfect.
He's not perfect.
Talk about that.
I don't think any man is perfect. As a female, you are bound to get a project.
I think
it's probably the same with females as well. I don't think there's any female that's perfect either. We're all projects.
My mom's perfect. Stop it.
My
mom's perfect.
Yo, mommy, I hope you are listening.
I want to tell you, Gaiti, hauna Wi-Fi, hauna data, but you're perfect. Yes, you're perfect to me.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
But she's had years of practice, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's why she's perfect.
Yeah.
And so therefore, if you marry young, if you marry and you've never been in a marriage before, you're not perfect.
Did you marry young?
I married when I was 25.
And like the last time I saw you, you were at a wedding.
Yes.
It was raining. I'm like, Sirbona.
Man, you makoti.
Rain, yes.
Angdlali. Hai. Man, makoti. Ni koti za ni right.
Yeah.
Ni relevant.
But you were supporting
right.
your friend at that time, right?
My sister in love.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is she your sister?
She's my sister in love.
Is Sanela's wife your sister?
Yeah, my sister in love.
Oh.
She's my husband's sister. My husband's, the Ulasbon. Yeah.
You're so amazing. Like, you're very supportive to your in-laws as well.
You have to be.
Yeah.
I think if
you're
married...
A lot of people don't get along with their in-laws.
I'm very blessed. And as in fact, it's my energy.
Yeah.
I'm very blessed. Everyone that's in my life are people that I want in my life and people that I cherish in my life.
Yeah.
My in-laws are so amazing.
You accept them the way they are.
Yeah. And I think they should do the same for us as well.
You accept them.
Yeah. It's part of the family.
Yeah.
You know, you take your husband and his family the same as he would do for my family.
Yeah.
You know, because nam
ginaw
lumalume lo
lo opuza
ukhuluma
kakhulu. Yeah, nalo auntie lo.
Yeah.
If we were to take OPW there, she would send.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So any family member and that you integrate in terms of marriage, you have to take them for what they are.
We're still talking about your song.
Oh my gosh, Lendoda. Hey, Lendoda.
Yeah.
So Lendoda basically...
voice.
Right?
And the nominees are...
I want to say right, but then like I'm not supposed to say right. You're supposed to say right.
Right?
Funny enough is I'm not a fear, but I don't want to do voiceovers. It's not my thing.
Yeah.
I know everybody's like, why don't you do voiceovers? You can make so much money. Anyway, Lendoda. So Lendoda is a song that I wrote about my husband and when I met him.
Mm-hmm.
When he walked into the room, how he changed the atmosphere with just that walk right through the door.
Yeah.
My husband, the moment when he shaked, now says, "Hoa,
hey, yeah,
I shake a little like,
yeah,
I think
we
got
so,
I shake a little like,
yeah.
When he shook my hand, literally everything zoned out.
Yeah.
I've never experienced that. I mean, you read it in books, you see it on films, and you're like, oh, love at first sight. I experienced love at first handshake. I'm telling you this. Like, I was like this man.
Back to 76 meat.
Oh my goodness. So basically the whole song is just about how I felt when I met him, you know, how he made me feel. By the end of the night, we're inseparable, and have been inseparable since.
Really?
11 years later, yeah.
Siraz, so you guys, so Mina now is Siafan.
Oh, Siafan?
Yeah, because we're 11 years in it.
Yeah. I'm 6 years in marriage and 11 years in it.
Wow.
Yeah. 6 years married. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
A lot of people wish they could get that. You know, there's a survey that, you know, South African women, you know, they're the best. You know, they take longer to cheat in a relationship compared to the other women, you know, around the world.
They do.
Yeah. They say, you know, once you hit the 11th year, that's when you, your eye starts wandering. But with other women across the world, you know, it takes about 2 to 3 years. So which means we must shout out to our women.
Kushukuthi kula 11 years lo, meaning sebenz.
Wena.
Hayi, meaning sebenz.
Ngisho lakho mhlawumbe seliyagijima.
Hayi, yabona ngitshelile manje. Uma ngifika ekhaya nje, ngiyosebenza.
Yeah.
Ngiyosebenza.
Good thing I'm a doll. So is the song out? Where is it? Where can we find it?
So it's available on all digital platforms. Soon you'll be able to hear it on Rhythm City as well, as we just signed a deal with them for a couple of months for them to play it on their show sporadically.
Nice, yeah.
Yeah, man, people can go and get it on all digital platforms, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Zonke Lizo Zinto, on my website as well, mirandalive.com. Yeah, man, it's a great song to listen to if you love Lindo. And just to uplift men. Last year, men were bashed so much, man.
Yo, men are trash.
Yo, men are trash and all of that. And I happen to have a man that is not trash. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. Sometimes when you say men are trash,
we tole. And then he's just trash.
And then you're like, don't drink anymore.
Come on.
Yeah, he's trash when he's
Come
starting
on.
To drink. Mashallah,
this
were great.
But then again, to their defense, a lot of...
Whose defense? Men's defense.
Men's defense, female's defense, either way, both ends. Yeah. We all come with a lot of baggage in terms of psychological issues, emotional issues. So you could meet someone and not know immediately, only find out 3 years down the line, what you wait a minute. E trash it, Lena.
Yeah, e problem.
So, yeah.
We are hanging out with Miranda Njongase.
Njongase.
Yeah, with Miranda Njongase on cliffcentral.com.
Yeah.
Yes, and this is your favorite hour of the week. Yeah, we still hang out, Miranda Njongase, and don't forget, send us your voice notes on 079. We're going to play them after 079-748-2090. The question is, how do you then start approaching your partner when you think they've let them go, if themselves go, if there's things that they used to do and they're not doing them anymore? We are back with Miranda Njongase.
Cliffcentral.com. Hello, my friends. This is Bantu Soul, and you're listening to Unleashed with Kagiso Modupe. Sure.
Sanibonani, kamalamgu ayanda boroto ningazi as umadlamini uphumelele unkosikazi gampi yakhe lapha yakwisibaya. Lalelani, wozani zosilalela sikhuluma ngani la noKagiso. The show is called Unleashed, and I'm hanging out with Kagmo.
Hi, I'm Miranda Njongase, and you're listening to Unleashed with Kagiso Modupe.
I like your voice note. I like how you say my name. Okay, let's move on. Kagiso Modupe. Hashtag it. I was like, we still hang out, with Miranda Njongase and you on cliffcentral.com. So tell your friends, Lape Office, you need to just log on. All you have to do is just log on to cliffcentral.com and you are automatically live. And you can also catch our podcast after the show. We're also going to post it on our social media. Or else, just join us on our social media, Instagram. I am live. It's at Kagiso Modupe and Miranda is at
Miranda.
I was yeah, no, we were gone. So Miranda, let's talk about it. Let's get into it. What is being comfortable to you? What is comfortability, when someone is like comfortable in a relationship, what is that?
A level of comfort is different for every people. Every people.
Everybody.
You know, and it's my mother tongue, by the
way. No, everybody. Yeah, I know
yeah,
about that.
Everybody. Yeah. I mean, it's different for every single person, you know.
Yeah.
Being comfortable could mean, I know immediately when someone says, no, my wife has like lost it. It means they've gained weight, like indirectly. Tell the truth.
No.
Tell the truth.
No, when she's comfortable, it's a onesie.
Same thing.
For me, ungenang ewanzi. Gashis ungenang ewanzi kamere.
Ngeitanda mini ewanzi.
But heba, ngiti ya chinta lang thola uboya. Yeah, for
can
me
I tell you
personally, that's
my husband said to me the one day when I had a onesie on.
Yeah.
He was like, "Maramandri fagila dead." Because me no namuzo tenge lang itzofana sibe ama twizi. That's what he said. He was like, "Ah, no."
And fun ones like ungeni empeti ngechin. What's the problem?
I love a onesie though. But okay, we'll steer away from the onesie. I've just picked up something because I thought it was just my husband. So, like I said, tonight in your sebenza. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So, I think indirectly men immediately mean weight. One, you've gained weight.
Yeah.
Two, obviously a lot around the house has been let go.
Yeah.
Because we're modern women. We don't believe in cleaning anymore. We don't believe in cooking. We don't believe in serving our men.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Miranda and Changa said, just for the record, guys. So I think it's different for every single person. But most importantly, what we need to also understand is that men let themselves go as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
They do.
Yeah. No, true. I'm just saying, I was waiting to say, okay, you say men's perspective is obviously weight and all those other things that you mentioned. But I mean, there's also a woman's perspective. When we say, Uchi, your man has let himself go, what are we talking about?
The common thing that women first come up with is romance. And believe it or not, it never is the romance first. It's usually the bedroom first.
Right.
I'm saying this because I did my research before I came here. I asked a couple of ladies and I was like, so has your man ever let it go, you know? And immediately, like, three ladies were like, yes, in the bedroom.
How?
And I said, how?
Yeah.
So the one was like, no, because there's no like,
listen here.
It's all right. One,
I've been married
two.
For so long. I'm getting mine. You better get yours. Right?
But we're in this together. How is this?
Hey, 30 seconds. How are you? We're family. Good evening, seven. Yes, seven. When you're busy, you're
not. But it can't be like that.
Yeah.
So that's quite a big letting go. Because females take longer to get aroused.
To orgasm. Yeah.
Right.
There's no more foreplay anymore.
Yes, never mind orgasm. To get aroused.
Yeah.
Because a lot of men, the moment they think is, okay, she's got an orgasm. No, she needs to get aroused to a certain point in order to be able to orgasm.
Right.
I don't know if this is a PG show or not.
No, it's not. It's Cliff Central.
Great. Yeah. Happy days. Yeah. We love that kind of thing. So it takes a lot for a female to even get to the point where she's even thinking of orgasming.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's that. Then there's obviously the weight issue. A lot of the times you meet your husband to be in that case, and he's looking
Peggy
great.
Pap. Who Peggy Pap? Monday to Friday. He pap.
Okay,
he pap.
Sure. Maru yortelai.
Yeah.
Yortelai a certain way.
Yeah.
Mawenza masala tagawa phone.
How he in love.
Right?
Yeah, shaitelin.
Yeah. Especially Zulu men.
Yeah.
Zulu men, they don't want anything that does not have meat on the plate.
Yeah.
So everything has to have. And I'm not talking like chicken.
Yeah.
Red meat.
Meat. Yeah.
Red meat must be on the plate.
Yeah.
So then there's the issue thing. But like it for men, you guys lose it faster than females, right? So it's not really a big issue. And you guys don't need to carry kids. That's the other thing.
Yeah.
We carry the kids and then everything just goes bazonkers.
Yeah.
Men.
I want to ask you a question there. Don't you think, because I've written a book, you know, right? And it's coming out, you know, now at the end of the month. And I've had a conversation with a lot of men. And when we talk about this issue of a ubaba saga tata 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Right? It's because, don't you think, well, a lot of men feel uti, women actually are the ones who come up with these restrictions. And indoor then gets into a space where he's now conditioned to melakete like, fast.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes umama sa ati keta nawe. You know?
Oh, jeez.
like keta man. You know? And there's also like an issue where I'm a daughter, a shower is under. too many times. Like in a week, you'll find Uti, you know, a man is trying to make a move, and but and what they don't understand is that this man has been having it with you mentally since Monday, and then when I'm away dead till Friday, we expecting. When only then on a Friday, I've been doing it with you, and you're walking around the house. I even know your shape, Maula Paguanzi.
Yeah.
So by the time we get to the Saturday and you give it to me, what do you expect, darling?
Well, if you're going to give it away in the first round, can we get number two?
All right. Yeah, but you see, most of the men also say, good, second round becomes a bit of an issue. There's a lot of women out there who are like, just do it, get over and done with.
Yeah.
You know, the kids are coming, or in.
Yeah, you guys need to understand that there are a lot of elements to this thing, right?
Yeah.
Females aren't, we're not at home the whole day just waiting to give it up.
Yeah.
We're doing 100 things. Like, can we understand this?
Yeah.
Like, example me, right?
Yeah.
I have 5 million jobs.
Yeah.
Like, I work at the agency. I have the school.
Yeah.
I have my music.
Yeah.
I have my acting.
Yeah.
I have the kids that I drop off and pick up in every single place.
I like how you start
town.
With everything else and not the husband. I have a husband first.
Wait.
Put me in that list.
No, wait.
Yeah.
Husband comes in the evening home. Before husband comes in the evening at home, I've done all of these things.
Yeah.
As much as he's first in my life, all of these things have happened during the day in the order that I have just mentioned.
Yeah.
So that's 5 jobs on a daily.
Right.
I'm talking about permanent jobs. I'm not talking about, oh, tomorrow is just one thing, next day is just one. By the time hubby comes home, I still have to cook.
Yeah.
I have to bath the kids and feed them, put them to bed.
But what if hubby helps you? He's that kind of
not hub. All men help.
Yeah.
Not all men
no,
help.
No, I get that.
So
I
I'm just giving the worst case scenario, right?
Yeah.
Because sometimes you'll have
a best case scenario.
Okay, best case scenario. So you have a husband that washes the dishes when you cook.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. And he washes the kids, you put them to bed, right?
Yeah.
Then I suppose we could talk about this. You know, then I suppose we could go, okay, all right, he can be rewarded tonight. You know?
Yeah, something,
something,
just put him on the back. And like, Mama, 1 round,
but it's still
week.
Not fair, like 30 seconds, man.
Yeah, no, I get it. And now we are saying all these things, and I think we've brushed up on most of the things that really, you know, I want to talk about what do you think in your opinion? Because I've got like 7 things here that I've Googled, you know, that kind of bring this comfortability.
Yeah.
You know, and one of them is they say what brings comfortability is how we live our everyday lives, where, you know, we start taking each other as Ibrahim and not my person. And they're talking about doing a number two while you're having a conversation with your person.
Yeah, I'm guilty.
Do you think that's one of the reasons that you know, subconsciously bring comfortability?
Yeah, it's bound to happen. Look, it's bound to happen. It's bound to happen.
Yeah.
You know, my kids, I've even had to like create boundaries and say to them, hey, this is my private time. Don't come and ask me a question when I'm doing my number two, hey?
Yeah.
Come on. Give me, knock.
Yeah.
Say to me, mommy, what are you doing in the bathroom?
Yeah.
And I'll say, hey, I'm doing a number two.
Yeah, I'm busy here.
I'm busy here. It's a serious meeting, you know? Meeting with the government.
No, it's meeting with the government. And Candy Crush.
And means Instagram.
Oh, all right.
Instagram. That's my thing.
Now we know when you're posting with Ogupi.
Everybody knows that. I'm either in the loo or I'm watching the kids in the garden play.
Yeah.
That's how it
so
is.
So let's go back to it. What do you think brings that comfortability?
Geez, man. Okay. I don't know. Yeah. When you're married, right, you're bound to be a best friend with your partner.
Yeah.
There's no two ways about it. In order for you guys to make a successful marriage,
yeah.
you need to know the synergy between the two, right?
Yeah.
And to get to know the synergy between the two, you inevitably have to be naked in front of each other.
Yeah.
He'll see the cellulite. He'll see the bumps.
Yeah.
He's going to come into the bathroom. Mm. He's going to brush his teeth while you do your number two.
Yeah.
All of these things, like you're gonna be in a onesie, and he won't want you to be. He won't want you to be in a onesie, but there'll be a day where she'll be like, "Ah, we're not having sex today, but I'm gonna be in this onesie."
Yes,
you know, because I'm sliding it in.
Yeah,
you know, it's bound to be. I think a level of comfortability is bound to be there, and therefore a level of letting go.
You know, they also say that you know when you are comfortable in a relationship, when you can't tell. Or when you have to, when was the last time we went on a romantic date?
Oh, shame. Mina, I ritual la pekaya once a week.
Huh.
Yes.
Did you have to, like, we end like a timetable?
Sometimes it becomes a timetable. Some weeks I have to, we have to remind each other with, oh goodness, this week is almost past and we haven't gone out.
Is it bad to have a timetable? Because I mean,
it's,
you know,
not at all.
I'm talking to someone who's married here where, you know, there's all those things that you counted. Is it bad to say, as in Thursday, no maganjan?
It's not at all. I just think that timetable needs to be changed every single week.
Oh, so it's Monday this week?
Yeah, and in another week, it will choose date. It can't be Thursday every week.
Kalela magube Friday and then it'll be Monday.
Oh, no, you better not complain. You know, I was saying the other day, I was out with a friend and I looked at, we were at a restaurant and I wanted to order salmon.
Yeah.
And I was just with her. So I look at the person, I'm like, hey, boo. She's like, but what do you mean, babe? Haven't you ever eaten here before? And I'm like, yeah, I have. Just pressing floor. Floor plays all the time.
Yeah.
I don't pay for anything, you know? So now that I have
to
pay.
So now
I'm like, oh my gosh. Because we have a regular date evening, whether it's the movies, it doesn't have to be anything fancy.
Yeah.
Whether it's the movies, whether it's us sitting on the couch
and
the kids are gone and sleeping and we're just watching a movie. That's our date night. You always have to have a date night.
True. But this one thing is, you know, you're comfortable when your person has something in their nose and you just go, because you have bamboo sauce.
I'm one of those people. I do it with the kids as well.
Yeah, I'm not your child.
I throw up. You know when my kids throw up, I catch it.
Yeah.
I'm one of those mummies.
You're
I'm
one
like,
of those, you're like, hey.
Yeah.
So and when he throws up, you catch
it. I'll probably catch it too.
Yeah.
I'm not disgusted by those small
things.
We've
asked you to send your voice notes you know, we want to hear what you guys have to say. What is the possible solution to killing this comfortability thing, and also how to approach your partner? And umjelo kutek say, listen, you've let yourself go. Let's hear what you guys have to say.
Hi, Kagiso. Mina, I think the best way and the best time. Uke wabona maniketa ukwenza the dance. You can just start the topic, you know, like I'm kind of saying to Lunella, it's like in double man. So, hey, umuntu phela the time umthola maybe bega ivrupa.
Wait already.
You know, so I think in Joe, Ugumjel and Joe, good side, baby, until every pie I'm back. And the best way I'm coming now in order to assist to bring back that thing, you know.
Yeah.
Again, Joe, atu vulu atapia kusem seven zini. Atu lugu to umsendele your sexy, nice pics, you know. Ukoge that little number that drives him crazy. We have the most ugutim hamilis katin sasangan and sakaluk bonana. What is it that made him, you know, abe
Yvrupa?
So good abe Yvrupa. Just bring back those things, you know. And any into relaxing, ladies, you know. Agmilanga, relaxing, yes, Mosha, because we tend to siyababora la bubaba, siyababora at some stage, you know. I'm coming
in
abantu akayekelanga ukuba ivrupha sekayikresila ngoba ubona wena ukuthi wena awusakhoni. And another thing, hey, lento le yabantwana kahoso, hey. Mara ke abantwana akunandaba angithi bayisibusiso vele kumele ukuthi sibe nabo.
She had to add that. Yeah.
Mara angithi kunalabantu ababizwa ukuthi abogogo. Abogogo bayenziwe with a reason. Bakhona with a reason. Yes, one Friday, and you take your kids to ugogo, and your man, makafika endlini nje, finding you know, wearing that little number that used to drive him crazy, you know. And nibuyise nje leso spark. It's so easy, but all in all, nje, I think any into engcedayo, you know, communication.
Communication, yes, is the key. Yes, very important.
So here's my question. You know, I mean, Siamo Zusisi, she's also talking about communication and, you know, we got to talk about stuff. How easy is it? Especially when it comes, let's say, for instance, to the weight issue. How do I then say,
you don't.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't. You're like,
You know what a friend of mine said in the office? Because I was like, so, you know, for us females, it's always, we know the first reference for men is getting weight issues.
Yeah,
whatever, whatever.
Yeah.
And she was like, my husband said to me the other day, no, don't drink that whole bottle of Coke.
Yeah.
But she got it. She was like, oh, he's trying to say that this, I'm gaining weight. So, in other words, he's telling me to cut down on my sugar.
Yeah,
you know, because on a normal day, he would let me.
You're saying, listen here, we need to on a tight budget. Yeah.
But you know your partner's communication method, right?
Yeah.
It's very important to know how she communicates or how he communicates. My husband straight up has told me.
Yeah.
In his way. Yeah. I know which way.
Which man?
That, look, let's work on this thing, you know?
I had an issue, man. You know, my wife was just losing too much.
Oh, you know, I wish there's, I had that
no,
problem.
But I'm saying,
yay, man.
No, I'm into you, like, you like, man, I'm on.
Guys, if you What's could see what on? He's doing with his hands,
yeah, you know, but I'm just saying, you must catch me live on Instagram. You'll see what I'm doing with my hands, you know. Sometimes it's not even gaining weight, it's when you lose too much, because some men like meat. Right?
Yeah, they do. Most men like
weight.
Meat.
And women get it wrong. They're like, ooh, I'm too fat. Next thing you know, they're drinking hot water. You're like, whoa, Jesus.
I mean, again, it has the opposite effect. Yo, push up on such a side. I was so busy.
We want to hear what you all come had to say. Please, just keep pushing those voice notes. It's 36 minutes into the show, and we only left with a few minutes. So let's keep the voice always coming. Let's hear what you guys had to say.
Good afternoon, the show. My name is Alkama Molapo. Great show, guys. Miranda, good afternoon to you. A special greeting to you. Look, guys, that is a big challenge. It's a very, very big challenge. Before you marry someone, they carry themselves in a different way. They are girlfriends. Let me put it that way. You know, they don't tend to care much about a whole lot of things. If they come to visit you and your place is not clean, they will clean it very quick, neatly. And then they will give you all the attention that you want. But once you get married to them, after cleaning, they will tell you how tired they are. They will tell you that I just cooked and I'm tired and all that. As a result, we men, what we need to do, that is where we come in. We need to outsource what we can, you know. Try to get someone to clean the house, to do the washing for you and ironing or laundry in general. Get someone who can, get your aunt, get her aunt, get someone in the family who's not working, who can come and cook for you guys, you know, so that you can focus on other things. If you're having kids, it's important that take the kids to family members, other family members, and then have time to yourself and her, you know, and just enjoy yourself. I think it's their responsibility of us men to ensure, of us husbands, to ensure that the relationship, it's a VPL at all times.
No, you know, obviously, I hear this. You know, Olcam talks about we need to outsource.
Outsource.
Yeah. outsource and get an aunt. Who's outsourcing for us? Ngisebenza CTM, ngugama crate lapho. Who's outsourcing for me? That's the question.
But what do you mean? Well, I think what he means, yeah. I thought it was a her, by the way.
Yeah.
Until he was like, us men. And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
I think what he means is, by outsourcing, is tolu anti, ozon pegela bantwana. What do you mean by CTM? I'm lost.
No, I'm saying, which, you know, we as men, it's like ngathi you guys are the only people that has a lot of work. And then Tina,
okay,
ladies,
and
Kukamatai.
And
Kuraf.
You've counted two things out of the five that I counted.
Ukvuga.
Ukvuga. Nam vugil, okay, nam sugu is six.
Yeah.
But at six now.
Marukuka ukukamatiles is equivalent to all these five things that
mean. Mina nkuka bandana about two and kukamatiles.
I'm a crate wama tiles.
Mina bandana bam 15 kgs each.
Yeah. It's 15 kgs. I'm dealing with...
No, you're right. Yeah. You're right. Yeah. You're right. You shouldn't count in terms of who works the hardest, yeah, and therefore I can't, you know. I think it should go with the mood as well. Sometimes ladies need to give it up when they're not in the mood. point blank period.
Yeah.
Don't let it be known that you're not in the mood.
Yeah, because Nati, we are not allowed to say no.
Yeah. But you do, though.
Men.
Yeah. But you do, though.
Akhona amadoda athi.
Yeah. Akhona. Akhona.
Abazi ukuthi
wathengisa right.
How can you say no? It's like a kid saying
no. This specific friend that I was telling you about, in Dota Yake, like when he's tired, he's like, no. I said that to her. She was like,
Or you know what? Maybe he's got, you know what? Men can also be like, you know what? Sex is not just when you want it. Right? Maybe he's sulking. You know, men sulk through sex. They also
through
say,
sex.
Yeah, they say Utiazin. Every time I have to initiate it one. And secondly, maybe when I wanna do it, you don't wanna do it. Actually it's not just about you, it's about both of us, right?
True.
So he's probably just sulking or Ruyachol. So we're also reading your comments on Instagram. Umonika Karungari. Yes. And she says, Uti, to prevent that, I believe that, you know, you need to cultivate your love. Keep doing the same things that you did in the beginning, e.g. holding hands, buying flowers, flirting with each other, etc.
You know,
well, I'm looking at the picture. She looks like she is not married.
Yeah, no. The message says she's not married.
But here's the thing. You know, when we talk about flirting, does that still exist in a marriage?
It does, but I think in marriage you need to make it clear that that's your love language.
Yeah.
So with me, with my husband, like on Valentine's Day, he doesn't celebrate Valentine's.
Yeah.
I said to him, look, I'd love for you to do something.
Do you send nudes to your husband? And the nominees are.
So I also.
Yeah.
Let's keep it one thing.
No, I'm just saying, you know, this is you talking to your husband. Because sometimes, utumerumunti WhatsApp, uti. Uti, hey sexy at ufunan. That's the response. People don't pick it up now that, you know, this man's trying to flirt, and that's what she's saying. Keep doing those things, because initially when I sent Niti hey, you were like, oh,
yeah,
hey.
But you have to communicate your love language.
And look
is what
at
I'm Dalla saying.
With BBM. There was no
WhatsApp. Yeah, Dini WhatsApp, guys.
Yeah.
People think they can wish you happy birthday on WhatsApp.
What's wrong people with that?
People that if someone is special in your life, don't wish me happy birthday on WhatsApp. Call me.
Oh.
Yeah. People think like we can discuss this in this serious
but you're
WhatsApp.
A mother, you're a businesswoman. So
call me and I'll say okay, ngizokufonela in 10 minutes.
Imancane ngibhizi, mara ngizokufonela ngizothi happy birthday. Yes, yeah, sharp. Mara ngaka yisho manje. Sharp. Is that you?
Yeah. I am that person. But if you're special, call the person.
Yeah.
So like partners need to communicate their love languages. If you feel like your partner is let go or is slacking in their way that they show love and that you receive love the way you want to receive love, then communicate. Gutimina, I'm a person that loves flowers.
Yeah.
That means I love receiving gifts.
I'm a cuddler.
Yes, I'm a cuddler, which means I love touch.
Yeah.
My love language is acts
what happens
of service.
When you've said these things and they don't change?
Oh, then you're married to the wrong person.
No, that's what they're saying here, which it used to happen, but it doesn't happen anymore. And we have to kind of understand that, you know, Umeranda comes from work and she's been doing all these five things. And for her to cuddle, do you think that maybe sometimes as partners, we just need to just understand, man? Understand, alomuntu katele, they're from work, they've been doing this.
That's a difficult one, because then you're headed for the rocks. Because if what you don't give, he going to get from someone else. Or she going to get from someone else.
They're saying that you know, one of the things that is going to be comfortable is masokalo, when you think it's okay to just drop a bomb in between the sheets. Like usuzenje while you watching TV.
Mina ngiyadrop ama Hey, I'm clearly guilty of all of these things. I say to you, baby,
it's coming today.
And it might be a problem. You know, he understands me. It's my person. He says, no.
You still wear granny panties?
No. Well, okay. Hold on. Wait, it depends.
It was a no and was like,
no, I don't. It depends. I don't. Yeah. I frequent La Senza very often. Thank you very much.
This is a working woman.
Siyamthanda La Senza. Sibonga La Senza. Siyabonga
inkosi yethu. Yes. Yeah.
Namaste. Yes, January siyastock.
Yeah.
So, but on that time of the month, you can't wear something sexy.
Yeah, no, obviously.
Yeah, I know this might be graphic.
They say granny panties are comfortable.
They are comfortable, but they're more comfortable if you... Oh gosh, I don't know if this is even allowed. If you wear a pad,
yeah.
You can't put a pad on lace, because then it doesn't stick.
So it's
gotta
be like granny panties.
Because I believe in all of these things that you put in your body and they stay in there. So I don't use tampons.
Okay, yeah, siyabong.
So it's allowed that one time in the month so that you're comfortable. But the other times, you know, get that underwear that even if it's a granny looking kind of underwear, maybe a lace nyana or ibe presentable.
Let's take some of your voice notes. But akunegi itende. Let's hear what you guys had to say.
Shoka khiso. Ya ubunkosi lona aka Da Vinci ne. Calling from a Pretoria bro. This is a very nice topic, bruh. I mean, I think my take is you need to tell your partner or your spouse, because you understand. Vele man sacala ntandana, yonke into ihamba kahle, amafika buhle and the likes. I problem iba one kaw. Kona le disease le mina engijampayo, but the RCW. Relationship comfort weight. You need to tell your spouse with no love. I manje ish. Masika moshakala, you understand? So that mhlawumbe uzokwazi ukuthi umsupport nawe njenge out yakhe emthandayo. Yabo umuntu mamthanda umtshelivara. You understand? Because she will go out there and with my friends wakhe, my friends wakadibana nawe, hey girl. Wagini weight nje kanje bakuthi namnandi nokhakhisa uphethe kamnandi hayi ngwana hey ungithanda njengoba nginjalo kanti wena net kawo makacala ayomshawa lapha ish uyabalabala uyiwani uthole. I think you must tell it like it is,
yeah,
because uyamthanda naye uyakuthanda na if ever khona something ama changes akhona ngawe she need to tell you, you understand, and support each other because Asian fit. Gona vele izinto mazilokuziya ekhona into ezitshintshayo, but you need to deal with it.
Yeah.
Support her or support him. Show love.
Yeah, show it, love, man. Show love. And I guess it boils down to communication.
Yes.
But it's also how you say it.
Yes.
But
what's he in Gonje?
RC what?
RCW.
Yeah.
Comfort weight, relationship comfort weight. I'm going to steal this.
Yeah.
yeah.
Relationship comfort weight.
Yeah. We all fall into the trap, male and female.
Yeah.
Female mostly, I think.
Yeah.
Because we do the cooking, we do the giving of births.
Yeah.
Not just birth.
Yeah.
Births.
Yeah.
So eventually down the road it becomes quite a bit of a comfort because you have to get used to the way that your body has changed.
Yeah.
But yeah, all right, Da Vinci, because then in the day born my balabala.
Is this guy Da Vinci or Ubunkosi? Or AKA. You know what I liked about his voice note?
Yeah.
There was like romantic sexual music.
In the background, I never wanted to say goodbye.
Yeah. And I love believing it, you know, and he's like, you must lose me. In his head, it's like, you need to lose me.
Oh, Da Vinci.
Yo, 45 minutes into the show and we are having fun. This is Wendela no Miranda. We're talking about all these things, Uguti. How do you approach your partner when you think, Uguti, you know, they're getting just a little bit too comfortable in the relationship? Because then the honeymoon phase is done. And after that, abantu bayaqala baya relax. In fact, I curse the person who actually came up with this onesie thing. Is that a way of women saying, not today?
No,
do you ever use like Jay?
It seems like that to you guys, because that's what my husband said when I got my ones, because I love it in winter.
Yeah.
And when I put it on, he's like, now I know nothing's happening to me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But it's not even, when we put it on, it's not even that. It's just, it's really comfortable.
Yeah.
I even got onesies for my kids.
Okay. And yeah. Well, we're not talking about your kids here. We're talking about you. So what do you do to get your husband's attention?
So many things.
Mm.
My husband is a husband of many. He don't like those kind of things. No, as long as it's cooked well, he's fine. Coconuts. He doesn't like those traditional meals. No, actually, you'd be surprised. You saw at the traditional thing how many dishes were dished out.
Yeah.
You saw, right?
Yeah,
yeah. It's a proper traditional family. It's a traditional family. He's wooed in many different ways because I'm a creative female.
Yeah.
And he likes that kind of stuff, so it's never the same.
Do you think that at some point creativity, you know, plays a major role after you've been with someone for a long time?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And was fast. On time into a bed. Stop it. Hey.
How many minutes are there to this show? I hope my husband's not watching this show. I mean, he's not listening.
Yeah.
He
could be watching from Instagram.
You
know, I think when we try and be creative, we got to think of who we are still, you know?
No.
Yeah?
No.
What's this? It's a whip.
Yeah. How will I know you don't like it until we try it?
Yeah.
How will I know? Have you tried a whip?
Mm-mm.
Have you never?
I'm black. You know, we used to get a hiding. We're not like white people where, no, go sit in the corner, in the naughty corner. No, I'm not naughty corner. Now you come here and you're spicing things up.
The naughty corner.
So could there be like a naughty corner?
Yes. Magune bandi, there can definitely be a naughty corner. You can do lots of things with this thing, man.
Yeah.
Lots of things.
Hey. You know, I think an hour is just too small for our show, man. You know? We're left with 9 minutes until the next show comes in.
Really,
and we thank you for Amar voice notes, and we wish you could play all of them. But we've got a comedy clip that we want to play for you. So, Asimuzu to Kevin Hatutin about relationships.
See, I can talk about relationships. Been in one for years. I know relationships. I see a lot of couples here together, man. You guys don't understand what you're in. You don't know how serious it is. I don't mind seeing couples. I don't like seeing new couples. I can't stand new love. I hate it. That's me being honest with you. It's too much. I don't like over love.
Over
you ever
love.
See those couples that go too far? That's too much. You ever see it like a couple that's in love, like newly in love, trying to share? You ever witness that?
Hey, babe. Hey. Love butt. Hey. I got a little bit of juice left. You want some juice? Yeah. You want to take a sip? I'll take a sip. You take a sip. You want to do it like that? You wanna go sip, like that, back and forth? Yeah? Go ahead, take a sip. You do it. Same time, do it. Your nose is in the way. Too much. I fucking hate it.
Yeah.
I like older couples. I like couples that's got time in, man. You know why? Because I like to see those couples argue. Couples with time in, small problems become big problems. If you got time in, right now juice can become a problem. Let you go buy some juice and she with you while you buy the juice. You go outside, open up the juice, she asks for a sip of your juice. Bet money you lose your mind over that sip of juice. Bet money you snap. As soon as you get outside, babe, let me get a sip. Bitch, didn't you just see me buy the juice when I was inside? So you wanted some juice? Why do you ask for some juice? Now you want to take a sip of my juice, fuck around, take a double sip. I'm left with a little ass sip. Because you're over thirsty ass, want to take a double sip.
Yeah.
No, get your own juice. Walk your fat ass inside. You sipping juice, bastard. You wasn't even thinking about juice.
Yeah. And that's what
it is.
That'll
be on your mind all day.
Look, obviously, sorry we had to cut that because we're running out of time. I think they need to give us more time on the show.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, we close our conversation with that comedy clip, and we're saying that sometimes we just get a compromise, but we close it and we say communication is key, right?
Very key.
You agree with that?
Extreme key, absolutely.
Right. So What's next for Miranda as we close the show?
I'm releasing my second single during winter when people are cuddling and loving.
Yeah.
It's okay. The perfect time to do this thing, you know. Mm-hmm. I write a lot of love songs, African love songs.
Yeah.
So there's that. There's Star Quality Management and Star Quality Actors Academy that I'm running.
Yeah.
Where we manage actors and we help actors build their craft or learn their craft. And just, you know, striving to be an amazing wife. I clearly need to go to work today.
Yeah. Sabenza girl.
And then just being an amazing mom to my two boys, you know, because sometimes as a mom, you pick at a lot of things that you've done and you're like, ish.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have done it that way. Yeah.
You know what? I want to save some time so that we can play your single. And where do we catch you? Social media.
Miranda Njangase on Instagram. I'm most active on Instagram.
Yeah, that's me.
Man, it's an amazing platform.
Yeah.
And nice and quick too. Mm. On Twitter, Miranda Mimzo. Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't say that. Did I say that out loud?
Oh, yes, you did.
Yeah, okay, sharp.
And then Miranda Njangas on Facebook and Miranda Njangas also on Facebook.
All right. You can catch me on Edgar Somodupi on all of them. And the show is called Unleashed. And next week, we're bringing you more of just intriguing, topics. And I want to say, if it's not Wednesday,
it's Wednesday.
Cliffcentral.com.